Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 5th of May. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is editor Oliver France to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at this week's headlines in Surrey, and of course we are just getting the local election results. We went to the polls yesterday for the county council elections. We'll get the latest from Oliver on that. Also got a story about the students' race for vaccines after an outbreak of meningitis, and firefighters issuing a stark warning. Bad parking is putting lives at risk. These stories and more as I'm joined by Oliver this afternoon. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Graham. How are you?
All right, thank you. And you?
Excellent, yes.
Good. Well, it must have been a very busy day for you there at the Surrey Advertiser with the Surrey County Council elections coming through today.
It has been, yes. It's always a busy time of year, election count for any local paper, and it's no different this time of the year. So we've now had all the results in, and it's kind of really reflected what's happened nationally. The Tories have cemented their hold on Surrey County Council. I think the share of their vote has gone up from 40% to around 48%. They've gained three seats overall. The Lib Dems are actually up one, and UKIP have lost three seats, with the Independents also losing one. So all results are now in, and no surprises, really.
Right, yes. I see UKIP then losing all three seats.
Yes, yes. I think overall UKIP have pretty much been wiped off the map. I think I was reading that nationally they've lost most of their 80 seats and maybe only held on to one. So no different in Surrey. They had three seats before. They had a seat in Shalford and Guildford. They had one in Staines and one in Godstone. The leader on Surrey County Council, the UKIP group leader, Helena Windsor, over in Tandridge, she lost her seat today. She was roundly beaten by the Tories. Tandridge, of course, is also the area where council leader David Hodge holds his seat. He won today, despite all the controversy around the referendum over the council tax from a few months ago. He was returned for the Conservatives. So, yeah, Tandridge was where it was all going on, really. Other than that, mainly a good day for the Tories.
Indeed, yes. So they've gone up now to, what, 61 seats, the Tories, and Liberals on 9, is it? And Residents Association of Epsom and Newell held on to their 3, I see. And Labour on 1, Green Party on 1, and then we got a few others, sort of Residents Associations and so on.
Yeah, as you say, Labour have held on to their one. Robert Evans in Stanwell Moor in Spelthorne. The Conservatives were going quite strongly to target that seat, so they'll be pleased to still have a councillor on the council.
Was it fairly close?
It was quite close, I think, yeah. But as I say, the Tories were really keen to target that seat and have a clean sweep in Spelthorne. Just mentioning Spelthorne, Ian Beardsmore, the Lib Dem councillor there, I think he's been on the council since 2001. He lost out to the Tories as they really strengthened their grip right across the county. The Tories, they were still strong in Elmbridge, where they won East Molesey and Esher from the Residents Association. Former leader of the borough council in Elmbridge, John O'Reilly, some people may remember, he lost out in the borough elections last year. He's back in Hersham, so the Tories again doing well in Elmbridge. So little surprise, really, and it really bodes well for the Tories for the general election. They're obviously extremely strong in Surrey, and there's little sign that that's going to change.
Indeed, and cabinet ministers in Surrey, quite a few of them as well. Whether they will be back in terms of the after the election, we'll have to wait and see, won't it, in terms of whether they'll still be in those posts or there's a reshuffle.
Yeah, we will. I think they're all standing in the election in June. We spoke to a few of them today, I think. We certainly spoke to Michael Gove. You can find out what he said on our Get Surrey website. We've got a video with him. So they'll obviously be really confident.
Yes, and of course you've got much more analysis than we can give tonight on the website getsurrey.co.uk.
Yes,
and
yes,
I'm sure the Advertiser next week.
We have, yeah. It's been going all day tonight on our live blog, and we've got roundups from all 11 areas in Surrey, so do log on and have a look.
All right, and I'm sure we'll be bringing you the general election results for Surrey on the 8th of June.
We certainly will be, not long to go now.
Right, shall we move on to other stories now? We've got the students racing for vaccines. It's rather worrying with an outbreak of meningitis.
Yeah, this leads our Guildford edition of the Surrey Advertiser out today. We reported at the end of last month the sad death of one of the University of Surrey students whilst returning from a sports tour to Italy, John Igbenugu. He sadly died from meningitis. Since then, there have been two further cases confirmed for students at the university in Guildford. So they've now very wisely started to carry out a vaccination programme. So we're just reporting on that, really. They're trying to give vaccinations to around 4,000 of the students. They say it's going really well and they're hitting their targets as they go on. We've got a bit of background on how it might affect other people round and about, and Public Health England are really keen to stress that the wider risk to the population is quite low. The risk of infection is low even for students, but for the rest of the population, although people should remain vigilant to the symptoms, there isn't too much risk of catching meningitis.
Right, well, at least they're taking some action, which is a good thing. Now, well, hospital homes plan is on display.
Yes, another home story. This is in our Runnymede and Spelthorne edition concerning homes that will possibly be built on land near St Peter's Hospital in Chertsey. So there's 300 homes planned there. They went on display at a public exhibition this week. The hospital said they need to sell this land, sell it off for housing to fund improved facilities. But of course, with planning applications, you get all the problems, the traffic problems. People are concerned about the impact on the infrastructure in the local area. So they've moved to stress that they'll undertake a traffic survey before any development went ahead, and they're keen to hear people's views.
Right, well, we will be following that story with interest, I'm sure. Now, just weeks after scaling the Stealth, teens are trying out the view at Twickenham now. They've been climbing again, have they?
It's quite a worrying story that people are up to this. As you say, just weeks after they, a couple of views, went into Thorpe Park and scaled a couple of the roller coasters there. Footage has now emerged of them doing something similar at Twickenham, the rugby stadium there. They received a lifetime ban from Thorpe Park for their activities, and obviously the Rugby Football Union and the authorities there are taking this quite seriously, reviewing their security protocols, and the police are involved as well. So, yeah, quite a worrying thing that some teenagers are up to at the moment.
Indeed, yes. I know there's something similar going on, I think, in Russia. I saw on the news the other night as well, similar sort of antics.
Yeah, I think it's quite a popular thing for some teenagers to get up to. I think it's called parkour, where they climb around urban landscapes. Obviously, it can get quite dangerous if you go up high.
Yeah, and the other issue, of course, is the emergency services coming to rescue them as well and risking their lives doing it as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, now, a candle vigil to save lives.
Yeah, although last time I looked out the window, the sun was just beginning to break through. I mean, I think it's been quite dull this week and quite chilly. So although it's sunny now, there have been a few frosts around of late, and they seem to be playing havoc with crops in and around Surrey. I know Denbury's, the famous vineyard there, the vineyard there, where they make a lot of English wine, have been quite badly affected. And this week we've spoken to a family-run vineyard in Albury in the Surrey Hills, where a lot of their grapes have been affected by this unseasonably cold weather. We've got quite a spectacular picture, actually. They're trying to raise the temperature by each evening lighting hundreds of candles just to try and keep the crops warm. So it's quite a spectacular sight, but quite worrying for the business owners.
Right, I haven't heard of that being done before, but I understand.
No, it's quite novel, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a nice quote from the manager there, the family-run vineyard. He says at the moment they're asking themselves whether they're mad to try and grow vines in England. So it is something that's a burgeoning industry, really, wine production in England, so hopefully they can ride out this cold weather and come back, and the sun will shine on them.
Yeah, it has been very successful in recent years, hasn't it? And I think they were saying that this year we had a rather mild winter, and the grapes are starting to grow quite early, and then this frost comes and gets them.
Yeah, that's always the risk. When it's warm early on, the flowers and the plants all come out thinking summer is here, and then they get hit by these frosts. So they're still quite positive that they could still have a chance to develop secondary buds later on this year. So hopefully the harvest won't be ruined altogether.
No, but it's obviously going to be down, isn't it? Now, these firefighters, this message about bad parking putting lives at risk.
Yeah, this story was actually sparked by an incident earlier in the week in Guildford when the local crew here, they actually struggled to get to a garage fire because of badly parked cars along the road. So we decided to speak to various stations, fire stations around Surrey, just to get a gauge really of the wider problem and whether bad parking is having an impact on the firefighters trying to get through to these emergencies. It seems that there is a bit of a problem, certainly in certain roads. We've got a list of some of the bad roads that the firefighters have experienced where they've had access problems. And they're just really warning people, trying to remind them to try and park considerately, because at the end of the day, it could be someone's life at risk if the fire engine can't get through.
Absolutely, yes. And people don't think sometimes, do they? And you've got to get... fire engine's a pretty big thing to get through somewhere, isn't it?
They are, yeah. It's a very skilled job just driving them through. I don't know how they get through some of these tight spaces. They're just thinking it's worth bearing in mind. Just not only when you're parking, general road use, when emergency services are trying to get through.
Now, finally, this is an interesting one. It would be ab-fab to know where they're filming. Are they in Surrey?
We are in Surrey, yeah. We have quite a lot of filming in Surrey. There's quite a few films being based here, television programmes. So there's often film crews around and about. They've been spotted in Maldy this week, actually, down by the river. Several people have spotted the film crews. We believe it's a Disney movie, actually, about a pug dog, starring Jennifer Saunders from Ab Fab fame. So they've been down there. I think they're due back again sometime in the future. Not everyone's been completely happy with it, although it is a nice advert for the area. Some people are worried about the disruption. We spoke to the Friends of Hurst Park, the residents down there. They've questioned why there haven't been more notification that they were coming. The security guys for the crew down there, they get a lot of stick from people if there hadn't been advance warning. So we went to Elmbridge Borough Council, who authorised film crews in the area. They say they did make the booking through them, and they apologise for any inconvenience. But I think it's kind of a good advert for Surrey. It shows it off quite nicely when you see it in films and on TV. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully Surrey makes a bit of money out of it.
Yeah, I think so. I think the boat club down there, they often host film crews, so hopefully they're making the most of it.
Right, well, thank you very much, Oliver, for taking us through the news today, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
No problem. Thanks, Graham.
Bye for now. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Oliver Florence. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.